Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Our goal is $633,000. We're going to be starting our on-air fund drive, of course, on Monday, February 6th. We are at $539,232 in the lockbox, Alan. And of course, this all has to do with our First Amendment fund as well.
Well, I have to say, this is the most extraordinary thing, that all that money, it's coming in. We need about 60 grand to get to our goal, and then we'll have a third of anything that they can take away, and we'll put that money into the First Amendment fund, and then we'll have it sitting there, and each drive we'll put a little bit of away, so that if they take away the $400,000, we'll have it and we can go forward. You know what I love about all of this is that people do understand it, and people are writing me, telling me how important it is, and they are saying, I just put my money in the lockbox. Hey, folks, we're all in this together. Look, let's face facts. There are a lot of people who are uncomfortable in this country right now, or many who are suffering all kinds of anxiety. And the first thing I want to do is to say to everybody, start doing some yoga, start doing some meditating, start taking care of yourself. It doesn't help anybody for you to be so upset that you don't function as well as you should. We love you. We thank you for everything that you've done so far in this drive. But in the end, I need you to take care of yourselves. Don't let the people get you down, as the old saying goes. We have a great radio station, and we are staying together. And that's what's been happening in this drive. It's just remarkable. WAMC.org.
Of course, the big news, Alan. Last night, Donald Trump, President of the United States, made his Supreme Court pick. It is Neil Gorsuch. As the Times said, he would be likely to vote to, quote, limit gay rights, uphold restrictions on abortion, and invalidate affirmative action programs. And in the editorial, the nominee for a stolen seat.
Well, stolen seat it was. The Constitution says the president shall nominate, and then the Senate shall give them a vote up or down. That never happened. And the reason it never happened is that the Democratic pick would have survived. He would have gotten some Republican votes, no question. So they didn't want to embarrass anybody in their own party. So the Republicans said, nothing doing. We will not vote on this. So for 1 year, they were in absolute defiance of the United States Constitution. It was disgusting. It was unfair. It was unprincipled. And it was unconstitutional in so many ways. Now they pick a guy, and I remember going around during the election and saying, we don't endorse candidates, we don't editorialize here, but I'm telling you, there is a Supreme Court at stake, and sure enough, there is. And now it's up to the Democrats to do everything in their power to say, you don't behave this way and get away with it. That's why this pick, even though the guy may be a decent man, he is, in fact, a Scalia type, and as a result, they are being rewarded for bad behavior. It's that simple.
At the top of the list to fight for the Democrats, Charles Schumer, New York, the senator, who was rallying with refugees in front of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. The fight is on.
Well, it is. You know, I have a long list of people I don't think I'd like to be right now, even though I admire him so much. Chuck Schumer is playing with a very short deck. You know, he's got a Republican Senate. They're playing by their own set of rules. There is a question as to whether or not they're going to change those rules. Right now, they have to live by their filibuster rules. But if they see that they can't do it the way that they want to, they'll change the rules to make it a simple majority. I'm sure that Chuck Schumer will do his best. Talk about Excedrin headaches.
Speaking of, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan testifying to lawmakers yesterday that Albany is in crisis, that basically too many major public buildings off the books.
Not-for-profit. Yeah, there's a lot of not-for-profits, too, and taxes are not paid. That's one of the reasons we have not-for-profits, so that they can be protected. On the other hand, there's a lot of government buildings. Sheehan's making the right points. This is a point which is made every year during every budget and sometimes gets something back, but not nearly what ought to be coming back to Albany, which is, after all, an estuary city. Well, what do you mean estuary? Well, it's like the Hudson River. The salt water comes up the river, the salt water goes down the river. That is an estuary, and that's what happens in Albany, which is a transitional town. On every Monday night, out they come, the legislature, back they go. The restaurants do well when these guys are here, not so well when they're not. And the tax base, as Mayor Sheehan quite correctly says, limited. So there you are.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Thank you, Alan. Thank you to all of the family of WAMC who's done something or will do something in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
David, you are so right. It's remarkable.